This is the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property, so it's case number 469 for parcel ID 110288020, but it is for address 614 Northeast 124th Avenue, and that is owned by HPA Borrower 2018-1 MS LLC. The board members present for video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present as the representative for the appellant over video chat. So go ahead and raise your right hand. We're going to swear you in for all 15 properties today.
Do you swear or affirm that testimony you give in these hearings will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So I'm going to tell you that information for this one time, and that goes for all the hearings today. So unless you have questions about the procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal on this. And we have read all these, so you don't have to really go through every number on there. Just, you know, point us to the highlights, and we'll focus on that instead of reading each one of them. So.
Yeah, no problem.
Do what you feel is necessary to get us in the right direction. So.
Yeah, sure thing. And that's typically how I do things. I'm not going to take too much time on any one of these. In our submitted evidence package, really for most, if not all, of the accounts today, we're going to have if you have the 10-page packet, it'll be on page 6 and 7. If you have the shorter packet, it'll be page 3 or 4. But there is a comparable sales grid that we use to arrive at our value. And in this case, we pulled in 3 comparable sales, as you can see. All 3 had were just very, very close in proximity to the subject. They're all in Tiffany Park, built around the same time, 1970 to 72. So we felt that these were very comparable sales after all adjustments were made. We took an average of the 3, and I do understand that that comparable sale 3 is atypically low. That's very, very low. I wouldn't be surprised if that were unqualified in some way. That just seems like quite the outlier. But averaging these 3, we arrived at a value estimate of $329,600. Now if I were going to take the median and throw that, you know, the highest and lowest out, it would still be below the current market value at $377,300. So just everything we have was indicating at least a slightly lower value. That's all I have.
Okay. One thing I'll point out, you used 0.9% for time adjustment.
Yes.
I don't know where you got that number from, but the county, Clark County, does their own study of the market, and the average for all of Clark County is 21% for that year.
21%? Okay.
Yeah, and your 9% comes out to 10.8% for the year. So you're about not quite half.
But nearly half, yeah.
Yeah, nearly half of what the Clark County would use in terms of a time adjustment. So just so you know that when we're looking at it, we're going to add some dollars to that to get to a number.
I understand. Our studies on this are not nearly as in depth. Admittedly, we use an HPI calculator found on the Federal Housing Finance Agency website, and so we look at any given MSA, and that year we annualize that time adjustment. But thank you for clarifying that.
I don't have any other questions.
I don't have any questions on that one.
Nope, not on this file.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings at the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 470 for property ID 379-17757. It's for property 704 Southeast 98th Avenue. The property is owned by HPA Borrower 2016-2 LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present as the representative for the appellant over video chat, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Okay, go ahead and tell us about this one.
All righty. The property located at 704 Southeast 98th Avenue. Once again, on pages 6 and 7 of our submitted evidence package, we have four comparable sales this time. The grid continues on to page 7. Four comparable sales ranging in proximity to the subject from 0.01 miles to 0.15 miles away. We used these four based on mostly their proximity, but we also took some other variables into account, like your build despite the fact that some have higher effective year builds, but the sizes we adjusted for when they differed, we took into account the attached garages, and after all adjustments were made, did a little bit of a tighter range this time, so took an average and arrived at $363,300 for our opinion of value, and that's going to be all.
Okay. Any questions, John or Lisa?
No questions.
No questions.
Nope. All right. Thank you. Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The petition before us involves case number 471 for property ID 986046391. It's address 1315 Northeast 13th Street. Property is owned by HPA 2 Borrower 2020-ML LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present as the representative for the appellant over video chat, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Well, go ahead and tell us about this one. And by the way, do you get copies of the response from the assessor? Do you have those?
Yes, I believe we do.
Oh, okay. Good. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. There it is. How to get it pulled up there. Right. For 1315... Northeast 13th Street. Subject property has a current market value of $569,642. Our opinion value is roughly $65,000 lower. at 504-100. This is based on our comparable sales grid on page 6. Everything is pretty close by. Similar size, comparable sales, and any other differences we try to take into account. Other than that, though, there's not much to highlight on this one. When taking all three sales into account, we arrived at a value of 504-100. And that's all I have.
Okay. No questions.
Okay. What was that hearing?
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 472 for property ID 148056010. The address is 1719 Northeast 72nd Circle, and the property is owned by HBA2 Borrower 2020-1 ML LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we have Nick Kessling present as the representative for the appellant over video chat, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Hey, go ahead and tell us about this one.
Right. We're 1719 Northeast, 72nd Circle. Really, our first two comparable sales, again found on page 6, our first two comparable sales are very, very close by to the subject, with comparable sale number 3. For some reason, we reached a little bit further for that one, a little over half mile. Anyways, those first two comps are in Hazeldale Heights estate, and both are two-story, built in 2006. And particularly in the case of comparable sale 1, the size was very close to the subject. So we felt, for the most part, that these were good comps. Taking all three into account with adjustments, we arrived at an opinion of 549,500, just below the 567,060 market. And that's all I have.
Okay. No questions.
No questions.
Okay. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 473 for property ID 185668006. It's for address 2009 Northeast 157th Street, and it's owned by HPA2 Borrower 2021-1 LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present over video chat for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Okay, tell us about this one.
All right. We had an opinion of value. 498,100. Current market's at 549,835. There was a 2020 sale and for 448,900. However, that was over 2 years ago at this point. So we'll move on to the comparable sales grid. Our three comps ranged from 0.1 to 0.42 miles from the subject. All were built within 10 years that the subject was. Let's see. Not much else to go over there. We made adjustments where we could, and taking an average of the three, we arrived at 498,100. And that's all I've got.
No, I don't have any questions.
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, no questions. Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 474 for property ID 228-584-094. The property address is 2304 Northwest 7th Street. Property is owned by HBA borrower 20016-2MLLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present over video chat for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Okay, thank you. All six of our comparable properties for this one will also be found in the Parkview Trails area, just in different phases. However, these houses seem to be pretty similar with, for example, with comparable sales 4 and 5 having the exact same square footage. Wouldn't be surprised if they were the same, same build. But, we had six sales on this one. We made adjustments and arrived at a value of $460,400, slightly less than the $476,598 market value. And that's all I have.
Okay. I don't have any questions on that one.
No questions.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 475 for property ID 150338000. The property address is 2308 Northeast 505th Street. And
51st Street on mine.
Okay. This might be a typo. 551st Street. The property is owned by SFR Acquisitions 1 LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, so we do have Nick Kessling present over video chat for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Okay. For 2308 Northeast 51st Street, our market value, $459,908. Our opinion of value, $447,920. There was an October 2021 sale of $440,000, and I believe this was the entire basis of our appeal for this property. However, if using the Clark County time adjustment, may end up coming up over the current market value. So our opinion of value is based on a much smaller time adjustment. So that's all for this one, though. No comp grid.
So the one you're relying on is which one?
The sale in November.
Yes, excuse me. Yes, the November 2021 sale.
Okay.
For 440. Yeah.
Okay.
No questions.
No questions for me.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 476 for property ID 185-667-044. The property address is 2311 Northeast 149th Street, and the property is owned by HBA borrower 20016-2MLLC.
Excuse me.
Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present over video chat for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Thank you. concerning the subject property at 2311 Northeast 149th Street, we did end up pulling from an area nearly a half mile from the subject. However, these are all still considered within Fitzhugh Acres. Our three comparable sales were built either the same year or just the year before the subject property, making it so that we didn't have to make any adjustments on that front. We did make an adjustment on comparable number one for the size, since it was just a little bit smaller than the subject property. However, these three were similar to the subject in nearly all other ways. So after time adjustments and improvement adjustments, we arrived at a value estimate of $387,400. That's all I have.
No questions, thanks.
Yeah, no questions.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 477 for property ID 228-513-316. The property address is 2502 Northwest 15th Street, and the property is owned by HPA 2 Borrower 2020-2 LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present over a video chat for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Yeah, tell us about this one.
Sure. For 2502 Northwest 15th Street, our current market value, $522,422. Our opinion of value is slightly below that, at $499,200. We had four comparable sales that we used to arrive at our opinion of value. All 2004 or 2003 builds, pretty similar in size. Looking at an average of these four, that's how we arrived at $499,200. And that's all.
I don't have any questions.
No, nor do I.
Yeah, close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings at the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 478 for property ID 216-30000. The property address is 2808 P Street, and it's owned by HBA Borrower 2018-1 MS LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present over video chat for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Now, this one, the assessor has come up with a suggested recommended value of $425,000, which is actually lower than your requested number.
I guess...
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, exactly. I can't argue with that. So it, in cases like that where there was an adjustment already made, we just move on, I guess? Or do I formally accept on here?
Just formally accept that new value.
Yeah, well then I accept that. I harmonize with the district's new value.
Okay. That's an easy one.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 479 for property ID 213-808-344. The property address is 3033 Cedar Ridge Drive, and it's owned by HPA borrower 2018-1 MS LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but you, Nick Kessling, present over a video chat for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead. The assessor has suggested a value that's within $2,100 of your value at 501-263, and yours is $499,100. So go ahead and tell us whatever you want to about this, or accept it, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and accept the district's new value.
Got it. Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 480 for property ID 149-757-050. The property address is 4702 Northeast 39th Street, and it's owned by HP Washington 1 LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present over video chat for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Okay, go ahead and tell us about this one.
Hey. Yes, so our opinion of value for 4702 Northeast 39th Street is sitting at 502, 460, whereas the current market is 530, 511. There was a, looks like a recent sale, and I guess 2021 isn't that recent anymore, but there was a 2021 sale of $485,000. And this occurred on September 1st of that year.
You know, keep in mind, we're looking at values as of 1-1 of 22. So that one's not far off. It's only 3 months.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
22.
Point, thank you. Mm-hmm. And so along with that, we did also include... It also include a comparable sales grid in which we used... three comparable sales within 0.11 miles of the subject. The comps 2 and 3 were closer in size to the subject, whereas comparable sale number 1, we did make a dollar adjustment there just because it was that much smaller. However, these three comps were pretty similar in most other ways. And so that value estimate gave us a number of $512,800. So I believe our stated opinion of value is based on the 2021 sale. And that's going to be all I have.
Okay. No questions.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 481 for property ID 149-757-044. The property address is 4720 Northeast 39th Street, and the property is owned by HPA 2 Borrower 2020-1 LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present over video chat for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Okay. for 4720 Northeast 39th Street. Our opinion of value is $522,700, a little over $20,000 less than the current market value. This is due to the four comparable sales that we used and made adjustments to. We felt that all four of these comps were similar to the subject, and after taking an average of these adjusted values, we arrived at a value estimate of $522,700. And that's all I've got for this one.
Okay. I have no questions.
No questions.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 482 for property ID 379-16825. The property address is 4806 Northwest Cherry Street. The property is owned by HBA Borrower 2018-1 MS LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present over video chat for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Tell us about this one.
Okay. This is an interesting one. At 4806 Northwest Cherry Street, current market value stands at $953,747. Our opinion of value is $844,800. This is based on three comparable sales that we pulled in. However, we went from 1.49 miles to 1.8 5 miles away from the subject. It must have been hard to find sales of similar properties in this area. We tried to find properties that had a mixture of a year build, a number of beds and bedrooms and bathrooms, and living area that were as close as possible to the subject. So after looking at all of these three, we arrived at a value estimate of $844,800. That's going to be all I have.
Okay. No questions for me.
No questions.
But John or Lisa, does this back up to the railroad tracks?
Yeah, I think it's up above. It's over in Northwest.
Up above?
Yeah, it's over in Northwest Vancouver.
And is that the Salmon Creek?
No. No, it's
Northwest District. It's just above Lincoln area.
Right, right. If you're heading north on Mill Plain or Main Street, and you take a right and go up 45th and get up there and head.
Oh, so that's I-5. If you look at their map on here, that's I-5 just to the edge of the map?
Yeah, I mean, I-5 is...
I-5's to the east. This overlooks Fruit Valley Road and the railroad tracks.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out where it is exactly. Yeah.
It's
the railroad tracks are up.
You know where Lady of Lourdes School is on Franklin? Okay, it's not that far from Lady of Lourdes. It's in that area. It's about, I don't know, four or five streets west of that.
And it is above the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
getting at
right there.
But it's up, you know, way up above.
Got it. Okay. I have no other questions.
Okay. This is a continuation of the April 18th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 483 for property ID 119-593-144. The property address is 5808 Northeast 113th Street, and it's owned by HPA Borrower 2018-1 MS LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Nick Kessling present over video chat for the appellant, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
Okay, go ahead, tell us about this one.
All right. For 5808 Northeast 113th Street, current market value sits at $426,077. Our opinion of value was just below this at $413,700. This is really just based, again, on the three comparable sales that we used. Number one was pretty close to the subject. Number two and three were a little bit further away, over half mile away. However, just looking at the map here, I feel that all four of these properties, when you just look at the location, I mean, it's they're going to have very similar, you know, external influences going on there. In terms of characteristics, the subject is a smaller property. It's at just over 1,000 square feet, whereas the three comparable sales that we used are 200 to 600 square feet larger. So we did make adjustments downwards for that factor. And after all was said and done, yeah, like I said, we arrived at a value estimate of $413,700. And that's all I have for the day as well, it seems like.
Okay. No questions on that one. I just want to repeat it again that we will be looking at the time adjustment factor in relationship to what the Clark County has come up with in terms of their time adjustment factor. And yours is comes out to 10.8%, and the Clark County adjustment factor was 21% for the average for Clark County.
I just have one comment to make. You refer to the taxpayer's value, and then you refer to the current market value. I think that term should be the current assessed value rather than the market value is, you know, what it would sell for. The assessed value, right. The value the county's put on it. So maybe in your future reports, I would refer to that as the current assessed value.
But that is a fantastic point. Thank you. I think the reason our language used there is, yeah, it's not appropriate here, is because these are terms of the template for our appeal packages. They're used all over the country. Yeah, so sometimes, yeah, market and, yeah, all that is going to be the same.
But
yeah.
It's supposed to be market value. I mean, that's what the assessor is supposed to come up with.
Right, you know, but it is the value.
Look at the market value.
It's the value the assessor has put on it. So it should be the assessed value.
The assessed value is more appropriate. Yeah. I agree.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to make that recommendation to our people.
Thanks. That's just a point that I noticed.
It was a good point.
Okay. Thank you. Good presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate your time today.
Do we see these again tomorrow?
I believe you see a new group of accounts with my colleague, Natasha, tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. Right.
Yeah, thanks again, Mr. Weaver and Spodner. See you guys later.
Okay.
Bye, Mr. Rose. Right. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, and then Dan, I'll have you close that.
Close the hearing.